Today's Daffy Stuff. Hey, and the way we ended last year, because it sort of stopped a bit abruptly, is as follows. It says Rav Imi says, Rav Ami, sorry, so it says, B'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish lehoraya, you go according to Rav when you determine Rav it's Yeshivat Eretz Israel, and for Tuma you go according, meaning being the Korban B'tuma, we said, achar Rav nichnasim la'azara. That's meaning this is talking about Korban Pesach, for example, where they're going to bring up Korban Pesach for Tumah. It's according to the majority of the people who will be entering the Azara. Now, how do you determine that? The Gemara says, Ma kol kat v'kat. If you remember, when it came to the Korban Pesach, they were divided into three groups. So is it Ma kol kat v'kat Mesharim or Imesharim el kat Mesharim Malad? Do we look at all three groups or do we look at the first group that's about to enter? Is that how we determine the Rov? So even a smaller subset. So the Gemara says, No, Amar Rav Yossi bar Bun ad shiumi b'chutz. Hen Mesharin Atzman, meaning everybody who was going to enter the Azara, all three groups together, before they've even, if you like, entered, obviously, that's when they do the check. Is it do we have a Rov Batuma or Rov not? Then they would determine whether it would compensate with Batuma. Now, Rav Yehoshua ben Levi Umer, it says, here it says the Girs we have in front is Riyah, and the B'nai Moshe says this is referring to Aliyah LeRegel, coming to the Azara of the mitzvah of Riyah. However, the gerusa change we used back in Masechta Pesachim was according to Reb Chaim is talking about back to Hora'ah, back to what we've just discussed, which is Parlem Deval Shetzibur, where they have a majority that followed it. So in that, with the Hilchol, we go Melavol Chamat Anachal Bitzrayim, which is the borders of Eretz Israel. So once again, it's a proof that when it comes to Hora'ah, go by Eretz Israel. Now, this is a very interesting pshat. Rav Tanchum says B'shem Rav Huna, Taimed Rabbi Yeshua Melevi. Where does he get this from? Kal gadol milavo chamat. That's all pasuk. So it's kol Yisrael imo. And then oh I'm all sorry. Imo, I'm all sorry, that was good that, right? Imo is right, yeah. So and then it says kal gadol is interesting here. The Reb Chaim says you see that the definition of who's considered the kahal, those that are in milavo chamat v'anachal Mitzrayim, which is the borders of Israel. Okay? So Kahal Israel, like the Kahal, the Din of Kahal, is those only the people in Eretz Israel, and that's how you determine their Rov. Yeah, let's continue. Now, this is now Halacha Gimel. Horu Beit Din LaKorat Kol HaGuf. Now, this is where it starts talking about the type of mistake they're making, or the error they're making, which we sort of, which was one of the questions we had nagging the beginning of the Masechta. So, what exactly are we talking about? That would now prompt to bring this Parlem Davar. So the Gemara says, Horu Beit Din LaKorat Kol HaGuf. Amru ein nida min haTorah. So that doesn't apply. Shabbat b'Torah, or in Shabbat min haTorah, or in Avodah Zarah min haTorah. B'Torah, harei lepturim. If they try and like wipe out an entire mitzvah or something in the Torah, that's what we're talking about. That's not part of the mitzvah. And we're going to learn the drasha from the psukim in a minute. However, horo levatol miktzato lekiyam miktzat. If it's a partial, a batala or partial aveir within a particular mitzvah, detail within it, is the harei luchayvim. Now, all of these will need, the Gemara is going to question as well, but let's start at the high level first. The Mishnah sort of accept that it is, and then we're going to test it when we get to the Gemara. Ketzad, Amru Eina Min HaTorah, Aval Haba'ur Shomeret Yom Kenege Yom Patur. So, Asherah, if you remember the difference in Nida and a Zava, a Nida is her normal time when she normally get the period, so the first 7 days, and after that, the next 11 days, that would be if she sees Dam there, if it's one sighting, she's what's called a Shomeret Yom Kenege Yom, as long as she's Tahor. And he doesn't see the next day, she's tahor. Okay? If it's 3 days in a row, we said, okay, that makes it a Zava and all the dinim is Zava as well. All this difference in Nida and Zava, Mitzvah Shem will see in the next Pesachta, the Nida. However, the important point is, if she sees Dam in that normal time, she's what's called a Shemret Yom Keneged Yom. So what the Gemara is saying is, oh, they said Nida is Asur, but Shemret Yom Keneged Yom is Mutar. Okay? That also needs thought. The Gemara is going to drill this. Similarly, Yesh Pator, it would say, yes, Shabbat Torah, yes, you know not allowed to do malachas, aval amotzim rishut yachid, rishut hotza'az mutar. That also will need thought. However, yesh avodah zarah b'Torah, aval mishtachaveh patur. You know not allowed to do avodah zarah, but bowing to it is patur. Or hare, in all the situations, hare yelechaim, shne'emar, v'ne'elem davar. Davar v'lo kol guf. Meaning it's a matter and not the entire mitzvah, the entire lotaseh that's being pulled out. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Horu Beit Din LaKor Kol Guf. Chizkiya says, Medavar lo kol davar. He says the word is Medavar, from the Davar, not the entire Davar. And Rav Hillel says, Memitzvot lo kol mitzvot. The only problem with that is the Torah doesn't say Medavar and it doesn't say Memitzvot. That's why it says, Viktiv Ken, where do you see it? The Torah says that. It says davar, the whole actual pasuk is im kol ha'day ishtigu v'ne'elam davar me'enei ha'kahal v'asu achad mikol mitzvot Hashem asher ta'asena. So where are you getting this from? So ka'ed amar Rav Ami b'shem Rav Yochanan gorim lidrosh mitzchilat ha'parsha ad sofa, which means this is where we see this concept of where you can take one letter from one part of the pasuk and apply it somewhere else. Okay, like, and again, this is not something you do haphazardly. The rules about it. The article cited a Tosafot, but I didn't have a chance to actually look it up properly. I apologize, but is a technique that is used sometimes. So here we find that ne'elam ve'ne'elam davar. So the mem is shifted to a medavar, okay? Or mi kol mitzvot. The one upshot is you take the mem from the beginning of kol and put it with a mem mitzvot. Okay, yafe. So now Rav Chananya says b'shem Rebbe Yirmiyah afilu be'emtzah teva. Even a word can be moved, not just a letter. As it says, V'yitzakta, the pasuk says, Aleya shemen mincha, he. Right? So there's two miutim, Aleya and he. And that says, L'rabot kol ha'menachot yetzika. Now, what's this L'rabot kol ha'menachot yetzika? The Bnei Moshe goes into a lot of detail about this. He says, what happens is you'll take out the he from there and push it later on the pasuk. So then what you're looking at, V'yitzakta shemen mincha, meaning the yitzika, the pouring of the oil, applies to all mincha offerings. But what's the one time of the he and the two miutim aleya and he, that comes to exclude one particular mincha offering, of which there are two categories that you need two miutim for, rikikim and matzor, I think it is, and that's the mafat tanur. That's how they would dorish that. So that's another technique where you don't see a letter shifting, even a whole word shifting, that they use as a means of a legal derivation. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "V'lo nimtzar oker kol shem shomer yom keneged yom." So what the Gemara does now is it goes through every single one of the examples we brought of a partial error and show that's not partial. By saying there's no shomer yom yom keneged yom, that's not a detail. That's the entire mitzvah, the entire halacha of a shomer yom kam is asur. So I can say it's a detail. So we say once again, nimtza oker kol shem shomer yom keneged yom. So it says no b'sha'amro, where they say halayla mutar v'yom asur. So halayla mutar v'yom asur means that if she sees it at night time, then it's mutar. But if you saw in the daytime, that's when it's asur shiyom k'nei yoms. So that's a detail within one halacha now. Now we can see it's a detail. Okay? So I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe, just to make it clear. It says, Ainu mi oker kol shomer k'negon. This is my halacha sugi of the Pnei Moshe, I'll have to explain differently. It says, Parach keitzar amru aval abal shomer yom k'negon patur. Hakrim kol shem shomer yakov v'torah, k'dichtiv v'safra la. It says in the Torah, v'safra la, referring to shomer yom k'negon yom, would mean the whole concept's there. How can you, aren't you oker the whole davar? So he says, no, that it's referring to a detail within it. What's a detail within Shomer Yom? That if she saw it in the nighttime, it's Mutar, day is Asur. Why? Because he says, I'll just skip the next one, Achil. Because he says, Torah. Since the Torah says Yamezov, you might think, and then that's a grounds to say it was a detail that got wrong. Because you might say, oh, and if it's Yamezov, if she sees during the daytime, that's when it's Asur. Ah, Laila, not. That was a mistake they made. Okay. That's a detail within it. Next, that was now. But omro oker kol. Now you've got the word shchita here, or there's so many different girsa changes. The Red Buzz takes as this is a continuation that refers to shmita as a corollary. But what the Pnei Moshe says quite clearly says this is it can't be talking about shchita because shchita has nothing to do with one of the examples we have in the Mishnah. And at this stage of the Gemara is Yerushalmi is going through each of the examples of Mishnah and trying to question: is this a kol davar or a partial thing? And so therefore, it's referring to hoshata, as in moshit, as in passing something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So it's going to the Hilchos Shabbos thing. So just to explain, I'll read inside. He says, "Okay, v'hainu hoshata kolomar da parich ahadiktani aval hamotzi." In other words, half a minute in the Mishnah is talking about what's a hotza. We're talking about when it was handing something, so it's from one to the other, not like carrying out one to the next. Okay? Like moshit, right? So kai de'ilu bo'hotza'a, mamash k'tiv Torah, there's no question. Al yitzeish. So therefore it's hoshata'a, but when it says, v'hoshata'a nami daik da kati kirat kol gufi. That's you're mechuyav hoshata, because that's also akirat kol guf. Even hoshata is akirat kol guf, if something is in the Torah. Umashni, therefore, the Torah says no. It's the havamina was a ma'achat is mutar, but shtei amot is asur. Okay, that's still considered partial by saying, oh, the first amah is okay, but two would be asur. Okay, that's the detail they did wrong. We're going to come back to Otzah Shabbos soon. Which is, I guess, a question in the B'nai Moshe's Derech, but he sort of addresses that. Anyway, let's continue. Shmuel bar Omer, again, fine. So Shmuel bar Omer, next. But once again, again, Ba'avodah Zarah, if they say bowing is okay, isn't are you or care of the kol sheba hishtachavaya? Again, another thing that's completely absolute. It says, but that you're not lo hishtachaveh. It says that in the Torah, lo hishtachaveh. So if they say hishtachaveya is mutar or pato, let's say mutar, because there's a discussion whether pato is a bit is enough. But let's say hishtachaveh is okay. That's okay kol davar. So baramo mutar lasuach, lasuach. Sorry, va'asu hishtachavot, meaning that if the mutar, what they said is mutar is just only like bending at the hips versus full hishtachava, which is a diamond line. So it says, oh, but the Torah's asur is lying like prostrated, completely lying down flat. Ah, but then the what's called the smaller type of bowing, that's mutar. That's a detail where they got wrong, where that would be again grounds for bringing halal to tzibur. Next, v'nimtza v'lo Kol Shem Hotza'ah, back to the case of Shabbos, if they say Motzim Shurstur is Mutar, that's also Akira Kol Shem. So Amrav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Bormo Grogeret Muteret, Ushtei Grogorot Asurot. That's referring to a case where they say, oh, one Grogeret is Mutar and two Grogorot is Asur. So it is a sheer thing that they got. So it's a detail within it now. So Va'atye Kamanda Amar Hachnasa Vatza'achati. That, in other words, that being the answer, makes sense according to the Shita that says Hachnasa and Hotza are really one and the same thing. It's not two different things. And that's why you couldn't have said, oh, Hachnasa is Mutar because Hotza is what's Asur. Because it's one and the same thing. It's not a detail now. However, Baram Kamanda Aman Hachnasa Vatza Kol Shem Hachnasa. In other words, according to that Shita, that they're two different things, you could have done that. You could have said, this is the way P'nei Moshe effectively explains it, that could have been the answer. You didn't need to come along and say shtei grogorot asurot. So I'll just explain grogorot echere or shtei grogorot asurot. Even though I find it a bit hard to see in the words, but that's what P'nei Moshe explains. I'll show you here. Yeah, he says kolomar al hay shniyu yakei demashni lechalek bein the whole shniyu of being mechalek between one groger and two lo velo mashni and I didn't say oh hotza'a isor dichti behedi ba'knasa muteret deloktim behed. Yeah, maybe you could have done that way. Elishmamina, that means they're all in one and the same thing. Meaning, it's not two different things, Hotzavachnasa. That's why they had to prevent that answer. Baram, Kamanda, Amachnasavotzavashtaim, Loatiatim, Ken Have Matzi Lishnuek Amran. You should have said that. Velonimza, Akol, Oker, Shemachnasa. Meaning, Asuke Milta. Deva'ati Kamanda Amar, Kilelhi, Kolomar, Demechevan Hotzavachnasa Achadi, Lo Mashni, they couldn't have said, but Omohotza Asura Vachnasa Muteret. Because I would have had that question, Dakati Ave Kasha, Volomza called Shem Hachnasa. So you sort of have to, I don't know, I'm not sure if Gorim Midorshim, you sort of have to move the words in the Gemara around it a little bit to all sort of punctuate it really funny. In other words, Bram, in other words, when it says Bram Kamanda Ma Nachasa Shtayim, then you could have said that, oh, we're talking about that there was, or the Hora was regarding Hotza'ah and not Hachnasa. However, velonim, but otherwise, if there were one and the same thing, lonimtza, then you would have still run into the problem of lonimtza okel kol shem achnasa. You have to just kind of read it like that to make it make sense. Okay, I just said it. Okay. Amrav Yossi, losho mutar lechol chelev, ella, so yodim ayuk she'asu lechol chelev, v'ator nitna rishut lebeit horot. Now, this is kind of the problem we've been saying. The classic example we've been saying the entire time of the mistaken hara'ah, where they said it's mutar eit chelev. The problem with saying that, we're saying this the entire Masechta, is if they said, Beit Din said, oh, you're allowed to eat chalev, then that's also oker kol shem, meaning the Torah says, you're allowed to eat chalev. That's again, how can that be the classic example, like Menachem's been saying? That's a classic example. So rather, it must be different. Rather, it must be, I'll show you now, yodim ayu she'asu lechol chalev. This is B'nai Moshe. Ela she'omrim ha'torin na'reshu le'beit din la'rot eizeh chalev asu ve'eizeh mutar. meaning they're agreeing that chelev is asur. It's just the Torah handed over the Chachamim to say which chelev is mutar, which chelev is mutar. It's a little bit like the sort of the discussion we're having in Daf Yomi regarding chelev. Is it that there's chelev and there's fat? There's two different types of things, or is it really everything's one and the same? It's just some of the fats is considered asur, some of the fats is mutar. Okay, so if you're already thinking in that direction, that's all really one and the same thing. Beit Din got it wrong by thinking that, oh, it's up to us to decide which of these fats are considered chelev, which are not. Okay, v'omrim, that says, v'omrim al chelev asur, and they said regarding one of the fats, that one is mutar. That's what we must be talking about. Because if they're saying all chelev is mutar, then it goes flies in the face of Mishnah. So that was a really important qualification. We've been saying all our examples till now. Okay, let's continue. Rabun bar chia, baye, kezayit al-yom v'shnei kezeisim lemachar. Now, this is a little, again, a bit of a trickier sugya, but again, we're gonna persist with the Pnei Moshe. He says, kezayit al-yom v'kezeis lemachar, I mean, kulamar, da'yom matrim l'chol ha-chelev. Okay, they're allowing the chelev. Or lemachayor al-chelev, oh, sorry, missed a bit, no. Yes, kulamar yom matrim l'chol ze ha-chelev. Or lemachayor al-chelev acher shu mutar. Ad she'atiru kol ha'chelev, v'akati akirat guf isur chelev havei. In other words, if he's matir like this chelev today, and another chelev, say machar, then it's still considered akirat kol guf. Okay? In other words, even though it's partial within chelev, it sounds like it's still considered akirat kol guf. That's his position. The Gemara says, hey, Chayavita, what are you talking about? Because you run into the problem with the Navi Sheker. Navi umadiach, yachol meaning this is a Navi Sheker, yachol yomar lacha al titen tefillah yom titen hawaten amachat yishma lahem, tabalon lalacha behem kukulam below miktzata. So here, or again, very important to understand Pnei Moshe. He says, kolomar damashni, this is a kushin rabum. Daha lav miltehi, deka amar bachaya gavna hava ekira kugof. According to what the rabun said, that even though it's this chelev today and this chelev tomorrow, that's still considered achira kugof. Im ken heyach avide hi gabei navi amediach, which is datanin gabei deenu chayav ad shi navela kol davar. Now, when's this navi chayav? That's when he's chayav if he is going to this navi sheker if he's oker kol davar midvei Torah. Kedam rina bat sefta. Shila said in beim nit navela kayem lapta miktzat. If he says again a partial thing, so you can see the parallel with parallel davar to navi sheker or navi mediach to be accurate. That also it depends if it's a full thing or a partial thing with a detail within. Okay. Umasayim ala b'braitas. So there we've got at least the halachic basis to do a comparison. And then it says, Yacholim yirum alacha ten lecha al titen tefila yom v'tenen lamachar tishma lehem. Kolomar, ho'il de patur to ptur v'kiyum miktzat u'betul miktzat yachol tishma lehem ledavar hazeh, should listen to them. Tamalom alecha bayem v'shmatem lasot. Lelecha bayem v'kulam en lo b'miktzatam. What does that mean? Ketani miha, De'im omer al titen tefila yom, ela lemachar, dahavei bitul miktzat umakayim miktzat. So even if a navi says don't put on you don't put on tefillin today and you do one to the next day, that's still considered bitul miktzat umakayim miktzat. V'la'ar kirchem kol ha'ato yom, despite the fact that entire day he said you're not allowed to put on tefillin. Afilu hachi at omer ein kan ikirat, it's not considered a kol akirat guf in that situation. Hachinami kishe'amru al chelev asur shu mutar, v'lo amru mutar lechol kol chelev, ein kan akirat kol guf. So to hear, if he says this chelev is mutar, but not the entire chelev, that's also not considered akirat kol guf. The whole argument of the Rabbun, according to Pnei Moshe's reading of the sugya, yeah? If he says this chelev is mutar, and then another chelev is mutar tomorrow, well, that's considered akirat kol guf. In terms of identifying, because the isur and identify, and that seems to be that is considered still considered a kol guf. But we just proved from the Navi Sheker that if he says don't put on today, despite the fact you're not putting on any tefillin today, but he says do it tomorrow, that's not considered a kol guf. So the same thing should be by this by again the kasher against Rabbu, Gabachelev as well. Again, the other mafreshim explained differently. That's literally talking about today, tomorrow, as opposed to like honing in on the previous sugya about partial chela versus all chela. But beseder. Now Rav Mana Shama Laminam in the Vatra, he learns it from the following. As it says, Devatra, Shmuel bar ba amar ba amru amma muteret v'shtei amot asurot. Same type of thing, where it says one amma is muteret, even though that's a full violation when you do this hotza'ah. Ushtea Motamusorot. That's Akirat Shem Kol Ota Ama. Nonetheless, that's a full Akirat Shem of Hotza'ah. But nonetheless, we say V'teimar Ein Kein Kayar Kilguf. But that's an example the Mishnah we used to explain the Mishnah. We're talking about Hotza'ah, that it's not considered Akirat Kol Guf. So therefore, v'chor ain't a kind of kiraku. So therefore, once again, even if he says this particular, this chelev is mutar, then it was another example of that. Okay, and there's obviously akira called kuf. Okay, yeah, fair. Let's continue. This is nahalacha dalad. Huru beitin v'yada achat mem shata'o. We've seen this mission before. So beitin rules, and one of the people there know, or one person knows that they made a mistake. Okay. Amar lahem toyinati, you made a mistake. Or shalom muflash of beitin, of the av beitin, if you like, wasn't there. Or shayach hamem ger, one of the people in part of the Sanhedrin, we have to understand how that works, it was a ger. Or mamzer, again, a product from fruit in the relationship from a perishable bakaret. Or netin, these are the givonim. Or zaken, or his shalom ra'ab lo bani, or didn't have children. All these people are not allowed to really sit in Sanhedrin. Hare ze patur, because that's not considered a horayat beitin. If one of those things occurred. Shneamar kol eida, v'neamar lahalan, meaning by mitat beitin, eida, ma eida hamru lahalan kol emru lo'ra'ah, has to be everyone who's mamash fit to judge, and specifically dinei mamonot, which is the highest standard, dinei nefashot, which is the highest standard, af eida hamru kan, kulam ro'im lo'ra'ah. That's a Mishnah. Listen to the Gemara. Horo beitin v'yadach an mem shatahu, matnit and de rebi amar in lecha me'akev ela muflash beitin bilvad. In other words, the fact that the only person missing is going to cause a problem is the mufla, that should have Rebbe. Beseder, v'ketiv, because if I am in Eidah, mishu asuye naim, meaning only the person in Maharsha Beitim, who's like the eyes of the people look towards, if you like, that's the one who's critical. Now, this is an interesting point, by the way, because what does it mean that somebody else is missing? Then it's okay to go ahead. And I saw this also in the footnote on the art scroll, there's a machloket where the it means that even if they passed with not everyone there, or does it mean that with they still passed but with substitutes, then it's still okay? So that's again a bit of machloket there that's brought. Okay, let's continue. Then it says, "Ktiv v'yetzvu sham imach," and there should be standard station there with you, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ma'atus is you lo ger lo natin v'lo mamzer. Afhen also the other people in Sanhedrin can be gerim and natin v'lo mamzerim. Okay, v'lo avadim. Now, the Gemara says, Nicha ger, I understand ger, mamze beitim mamzeirim. The question is as follows. Now, when it says Nicha ger, I can understand how it's possible that they end up being on the beitim. Okay? He says, Diktanim amiti mishkacha that the ger is, he can't be part of capital cases, but he can be monetary cases. Not a problem. However, Ela Mamzer has a possibly have a situation where a Horu baked in and one of them was a Mamzer. The reason why this is a question, because despite the fact also Mamzer, it says, can be more also on Dine Mamonot. However, it says, this is the end of Dibor Matril baked in. He says, Yerushalayim na'agu atzmam that was some sort of Chumrin Shalayim, v'lo yu mamanim mamzerim afilu even by Dine Mamonot, they wouldn't even appoint Mamzerim. So you see here that has a possible that we have a situation where one of the people, the more was a Mamzer. So Rav Chuna says, Amar, be'avro umino. You're right. It was a mistake. They ended up appointing him as one of these dayanim, and that's how it went wrong. Our Rav Chana, the Rav Mana says, okay, what does this even mean? Chadamar betoch shivim. One Shita says it's referring to when he was mamash amongst the 70. That's what the Mishnah is going out of its way and saying, oh, in that situation, not a din. The Chana says, actually, it's chutz the shivim. If you remember, we saw that even if 100 people got together, need to be, in other words, when it comes to these horayot, even if it was more than 70, we said if 100 people came together to be unanimous, right? We've seen that it's possible the horayah would come more than the regular Sanhedrin. Okay, so the Gemara says, Manda amar b'toch shivim, sorry, say again. Manda amar chutzi shivim nicha. The shit that says chutzi shivim, that makes a lot of sense, right? Meaning that that is what's referring to Avru Umino chutzi shivim. So I'll just read the Pnei Moshe. You have to be careful here again, pray carefully in this part, because he has an important way of explaining it. He says, Mandama batoch shivim, umashni la bidiyeved, they have hachutzi shivim, bayil oklememitan. My timer. One second. No, I missed a bit. Sorry. No, yeah, okay. Mandama chutzi shivim nicha. Dolokasha klal heach minuotam. There was, question, how's it possible that he ended up being appointed? Because he wasn't part of the normal seven. We can understand how he got amongst this excess, extra 30, if you like, if you're saying 100. I can understand how the Gerek got there. However, Manda Amar Batoch Shivim, Mashma, and Ha Chol Tzu V'Shim Lo, the Shiv that says it specifically, this is why I explained this, I'll say it outside. The Shiv that says, the understanding that it's, the friend Mish is talking about a case where it was, that it happened to be Minu Oto Chutz Shivim, Mashma, if it was Chutz L'Shivim, if he was appointed part of the extra 30 outside, then Lo, then that wouldn't have puzzled it. Why? That is because that if he is part of the extra 30 and is not right with the Ho'araya, we just completely disregard his presence there. Okay? That's why specifically the case of the Mishnah is it was Mamash, it was part of the 70. And Avru Minoto, and that's where the Mishnah had to go out of its way and say, oh, okay, in that situation, it's not considered Horaya. But if it was outside, it sounds like Nasuka Evan. If it was not a part of the actual the 70, but part of the excess, then it's Nasuka Evan, and that's what can't be what the Mishnah is referring to. Okay, so we'll take it from the next Mishnah, the next Mishnah, next year. Kol Tov. Have a good one.